Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Monday, April 19th. I'm Suzanne Watley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. Los Angeles County is expecting to have more than 600,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccine available this week, and health officials are urging everyone 16 and above to get the shot. The Public Health Department's chief science officer says 41% of eligible people in the county have received at least one dose of the vaccine as of April 9th. In Los Angeles County, only a handful of people who have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19 have become infected anyway. Last Wednesday, Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer said that number was 12 of about 2 million people who are fully vaccinated. Dr. Shruti Gohil is an infectious disease doctor at UC Irvine Medical Center. She says they have seen some expected patterns among these so-called breakthrough cases.
Either the person's innate immune capabilities are lower than would be expected, so they're a risk individual. The other is you are somebody who has taken license or somehow didn't know, and you had a really solid exposure from a close household or somebody else within your orbit who was unvaccinated and infected, and they overrode whatever protection you had.
Another factor may be the different variants that are being detected. The mayor of Los Angeles wants to fund the largest guaranteed basic income experiment in the country. It's part of his upcoming fiscal year budget proposal set to be announced at tonight's State of the City address. Garcetti spoke exclusively to KPCC's Libby Denkman about the plan.
Mayor Garcetti is proposing a $24 million pilot program to test the effectiveness of unconditional monthly payments to help Angelenos move out of poverty. It would give 2,000 families who are at or below the federal poverty level $1,000 a month for a year, no strings attached. Immigrants without documentation would be eligible. Garcetti says the pandemic has opened the door for exploring direct cash assistance.
People are willing to take bigger risks. They know the status quo is broken.
The mayor says the debit cards his nonprofit funded last year to help struggling people during the pandemic showed that these types of payments work.
If you give some people money, no questions asked, they're going to spend it on rent. They're going to spend it on their utilities and on their health care.
The Los Angeles proposal follows the conclusion of an experiment in Stockton, California, where researchers found $500 monthly payments for 2 years leveled out income volatility, improved health outcomes, and lowered anxiety and depression in participants. I'm Libby Denkman.
The Ingenuity helicopter performed its first successful flight on Mars early this morning. NASA shared the live stream of the mission control team cheering on the helicopter's success.
Confirmed that Ingenuity has performed its first flight, the first flight of a powered aircraft to another planet.
That first flight was supposed to be a week ago, but it was delayed after an issue arose during a test. Ingenuity's mission is to determine the feasibility of operating aircraft on other planets. It was designed and built at Jet Propulsion Laboratory in La Cañada, Flintridge, and then sent to Mars aboard the Perseverance rover. So many people are buying electric vehicles now that the California Air Resources Board, CARB, says it expects to run out of rebates for electric vehicles in a month. The agency will set up a waiting list while it waits for lawmakers to approve more funding. Melanie Turner with CARB says there are other programs offered to people buying EVs, including one called Clean Cars for All.
It offers up to $9,500 for scrapping an older car and replacing it with an electric vehicle. And then the Clean Vehicle Assistance Program is statewide and offers grants up to $5,000 to pay for either a hybrid electric vehicle or a plug-in electric vehicle.
More than 145,000 EVs were sold in California last year. Most sales took place in the latter half, and applications so far this year have already exceeded levels seen in early 2020. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Watley. Join us again next time. Meantime, get more news at LAist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.